Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, final half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, 9/24/24 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Somebody that I just added into my phone, if you send me a text message and I don't have you stored, I send you back a request for your first name and city, Ralph in Sheboygan. He asked me for the PAGS video. I sent him the sign, color in the oval, vote Republican, you know why. And then, of course, I sent him the post that I posted on Twitter of PAGS basically laying out the 9 indexes, the 9 specific things that he has analyzed, put together a short video to look at the differences between 4 years under Donald Trump and 4 years under Biden Harris. 9 particular indexes. And this is very simple, very straightforward. If you're interested, text me PAGS and I'll send it to you. PAGS, P-A-G-S. Here is basically what he had to say.
Do me a favor and take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump down 5.4% to $2.49 average, up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average, up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12th, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then with a readjustment down by about 1 million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO. who is the better person in charge? Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying till the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on!
Now, you have to understand, this is 2 minutes and 42 seconds long. What I just played was less than 3 minutes. If you text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, I'll send you the link to that video. I'll send you the sign that the Antrim County Republican Party paid for, putting out here in our Antrim County, a black oval colored in, vote Republican. You know why. It's that simple. Because you got to understand something, that this is a process that we are looking at, that we are fighting absolutely an information war. This is what it boils down to, folks. This is a war of information. Tim Roberts, the owner of PatriotsRelief.com, out of his own pocket, has put together a website, thinkthenvote.com. If you want that link, text me think, and I'll send you the link to thinkthenvote.com. He basically took our cards. If you want the actual physical cards, 100 of them, to share in your community to impact 1,100 potential voters thinking, text me cards. Text me think. I'll send you the electronic website of the cards. All around these issues that PAGS just talked about, Joe PAGS just talked about in that video. If people stop and think about the numbers, and in that video, you just heard the audio of Joe PAGS recording it in his studio. Actually, he's got the same microphone I'm speaking to you on right now. It's in the video. In the background, as he's speaking, he has bar graphs of every one of these comparisons. Donald Trump on the left in red, Biden Harris in the right in blue. He actually bar graphed out these statistics, these 9 indexes, where he took the information and made a bar graph to correspond to the words coming out of his mouth. He zooms in on those bar graphs as he's saying the words. When he's mentioning Donald Trump's index numbers, he zooms in on the bar graphs on the left. When he's mentioning Biden-Harris numbers, he zooms in on their bar graphs on the right. This is one of the most effective 2-minute and 42-second videos I have ever seen when it comes to messaging in politics. And he's not saying you have to vote for Donald Trump. He's not saying you have to vote against Kamala Harris. What he's saying is look at the numbers. Who was the best person as CEO involved in the presidency 4 years under Donald Trump versus 4 years under Biden Harris? Now, the left is going to say, well, that was under Joe Biden. That wasn't under Harris. Harris is a completely different person. Like she said in the debate, Randy, in case you weren't listening, I'm not Joe Biden. Oh, you bet your butt she's not Joe Biden. She's Joe Biden on steroids. Some of her policies that she wants to implement would be worse than what Biden's done to us for the last 4 years. Worse than the numbers that Joe PAGS talked about right here in this video. You have to understand, she wants to increase corporate taxes so that the evil corporations of America that are registered to do business here have to pay their fair share. If you're a poor person living on disability or retirement or Social Security or whatever, or you're struggling to go to work, to even pay your bills before the end of the month, guess what? She's going to make it even worse. You know why? corporations will leave. And they don't have to pick up their factories. They don't have to move their employees. They don't have to relocate to a foreign country. You know what they do? They call up their corporate attorney and say, file the articles of incorporation in a different country for our corporation. By the way, the corporation we currently have here in the United States, terminate it. Eliminate our articles of incorporation in the state of Delaware or wherever they're incorporated at, and organize us in a foreign country. A competitive, lower corporate interest rate than what Kamala Harris wants to do at 28% versus Donald Trump's current 21%. Trump and the Republicans did that, folks. And you know what that did? That made a lot of companies change their articles of incorporation to the United States of America. They started paying federal income taxes here in the United States. When Kamala Harris gets elected, they're out of here. It's a phone call to the attorney, a couple of hours of their time, and a filing fee in a foreign country, and they will be gone. They will not owe any income tax, corporate taxes, I should say, to the United States Treasury. They're gone. They are no longer incorporated here. They're incorporated in Vietnam, Ireland, Scotland, other countries that have a lower corporate tax than we do. Why? Because that will make them more competitive over the smaller companies that maybe can't afford to pay a corporate attorney to file those articles of incorporation. They don't want to be incorporated in Vietnam. They want to be incorporated here in the United States. So they won't do it, but this other company making the same products, goods, and services will. And what will that do? Give them the ability to lower their prices to the consumers who buy their products, goods, and services to be more competitive in the marketplace. It's economics 101, folks. Macroeconomics. It's what it is. But this Kamala Harris is too stupid to understand economics. She's too stupid to understand that corporations do not pay taxes. They pass it on to the consumers in the price of their goods, products, and services. So there is no such thing that she's running on as far as making corporations pay their fair share. It doesn't exist. Corporations don't pay the taxes we do when we buy their products. This woman is mentally incompetent when it comes to economics. But you're going to vote for her? Because she's for the common working man, the low and middle class. It's a lie, folks. Her entire campaign is a lie. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. 6 weeks from today is the November 5th general election. I just played for you the PEGS video. I have this sign colored in black oval, vote Republican, you know why. If you text me PEGS, I'll send you that sign and the PEGS video. But there's another video that you need to share with Democrats. Donald Trump's divisive. I don't like his tweets. I don't like what he said during the debate. I don't like the way he talks. Yes, you're absolutely 100% correct. He is divisive. He divides the nation. I absolutely agree with you. But then watch this video. And this one, you text me video, I'll send you this one. This is the black construction worker.
I'm voting for Trump, but I have to say, you guys got me on this one. You're correct. I can definitely see that Trump is causing division. You guys have said over and over, you said, how can you as a Christian support somebody like Trump when all he's here to do is cause division and separation? And you're right. So let me read something to you. This is Luke 12, 51 to 56. And this is Jesus speaking in the Bible. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to this earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against...
And this is, without a doubt, the video that's going to go viral.
Daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be a scorching heat. And it happens. But you are hypocrites. You know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky. But why do you not know how to interpret the present time? This may have been written thousands of years ago, but make no mistake that this is for now. You see a man running for president with his own money, his own funds, you see a man that for some reason all of the government, all of the media, all of the corporations have turned against him. You, with your own mouth, have said that he's here causing division. You, with your own eyes, have seen full-on Democrats switch to his side. You, with your own eyes, have seen two assassination attempts. You, with your own eyes, can see now that there is a complete separation with how people are voting. We're not voting red or blue anymore. It is obvious that we are now voting good and evil. We are now voting for God's laws or against God's laws. And it says it right here. When Jesus came the first time to die for our sins, he did not come to bring peace. He came to cause a division, to make there be a choice. You had a choice to choose a living God standing right in front of you or to choose the enemy. He made it clear. He made it obvious. He stated who he was. He stated what he stood for. And here we are again. And if you look at the policies, then you see who stands for God with their policies. It has become very clear which side is good and which side is evil. You can talk about Trump all you want to, but it's not about Trump. It's about the choice to stand for God's laws or against God's laws. It's about the choice to stand for evil or against evil. It's obvious to see who the evil side is.
It's obvious to see the evil side. This is not about Republican or Democrat. Completely remove the rhetoric. Don't talk about it. This is a vote coming up 6 weeks from today, folks, in 42 days of good versus evil. And if you can't figure out which candidates are standing for good for this country, for our state, for our counties, for our local school boards, if you can't figure out the good ones from the bad ones, all you need is information. You want that video? Text me a V for video. I will send you that post that I put on my Twitter X account. You want the PAGS video? Text me PAGS, P-A-G-S. I will send it to you. You can then, if I send it to you, it comes with a caveat. You have to forward it to everybody in your phone. The contacts that you have, you agree by accepting the information from me, you agree to send it, to forward it, to copy, paste it, send it. Send it in emails. Send it in text messages. When you send it to your friends via text message, tell them to forward it to their contact list and their phone. If you want the physical cards that are listed basically on thinkthenvote.com's website, text me cards and I'll send them to you. Information, folks, over the next 6 weeks could impact the results. Now back to the music, the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great day. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron